Chapter 2. Surviving Without Spanish. Yet. One of the scariest feelings when you first arrive in a new country is not being able to communicate. You look around and suddenly realize you can't read the street signs, you can't understand the announcements, and you don't know how to ask for help. For instance, when I lived in Taiwan, I could only recognize a few words on signs and understood even fewer when people spoke. My biggest fear was getting lost and not being able to find my way back. At the time, that thought was terrifying, but later I realized all I had to do was ask, "Does anyone here speak English?" Almost everywhere I went, at least one person would step forward, happy to help. The fear of being helpless was much bigger than the reality. Communication hacks that work without Spanish. Gestures. Point, mime, and use your hands. You'd be amazed at how much can be understood without words. Write it down. Numbers, addresses, or the name of a medicine written on paper go a long way. Photos, screenshots. Take a picture of what you need, bus stop, medication, product. Show it when you're stuck. Translation apps. Google Translate can be downloaded offline, so you're not stuck without Wi-Fi. Magic phrase. ¿Habla inglés? Do you speak English? You'll be surprised how often someone nearby does. Daily survival basics. At the grocery store, point, count with fingers. Use the self-checkout if available. At the pharmacy, bring medication names written down in Spanish or show the box from home. Transportation. Carry a card with your address printed clearly or show your driver a screenshot on your phone. Restaurants. Start with one or two meals or drinks you can order confidently. Familiarity builds confidence. Mindset shift. Most of the time, locals want to help. You may feel embarrassed asking, but people often appreciate your effort. Remember, you don't need perfect Spanish to get through today. You just need resourcefulness, kindness, and a willingness to try. Reflection prompt. Think of a time you were stuck and someone helped you. How could you carry that same openness and trust into your new life abroad?